The pie walks in the door. He said, hello, everybody. Yeah. I'm the Skid Row Pie. They say, let's get ready, because we're going to be like Freddy. Freddy's got the right one, I do. But we got Skid Row housing. We got Skid Row radio. We're going to do it all for you. All right. We
got the pie in the house. Go, Ricky.
Let's go get fired up. Fired up. Let's do it right. Spring Street, we're going to have. We got a thing like this. We're going to grab. Ooh. Watch me do my thing.
Hey, Ricky, you got a phone call. Go ahead, call her.
Yeah, hi. It's a Ricky Pirate.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Man, you know it's going to be
excited. What are you up to?
What I'm up to? I'm up to you.
Yeah, what?
You want to come out here and party with us? We can skip.
All right.
You know, I'm a lot of fun. But, you know, I'm the pirate, too. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what, my brother? I want to see you in and come and have face with me, you know? And pretty soon, we're going to promote this place with Skid Row T-shirts with my pitching friend. You know?
Hell yeah, man.
We are the people. We're going to open up downtown because we're young. We want to have things in life. And I'm down for you. Really?
Yeah, man. That Ricky the Pirate shirt, man, it'll be going good with my feelers and shit.
And guess what? It's going to be good. It's going to be good because I'll be behind on that home.
Man.
Yeah, we need.
Hey, so what are you? You finna do a show here at a Skid Row studio?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna be doing a video down Spring Street.
I just want to call up and now I want to say what up to Ricky the Pirate.
Thank you. I really thank you. You know, come down and visit us.
I don't want to say. Maybe I do show up, man. Maybe I will,
dog.
Get my ass on down there, man.
Yes, sir. I'm all down Spring, but once a week, I'll probably be here, maybe twice a week. I'm not sure. And you can always get at me. And whatever you want to get to know about me, I'm not afraid to bring up, you know, because I'm very open.
What kind of stuff they got there? Have on down there drinking shit, man.
Man, they got all kinds of drinks. Oh, James Brown said, I don't care. You know
what you be fucking around with tonight?
Me, and life. That's me.
Y'all got any reefer?
And reefer. I ain't smoked that in years, man.
Oh,
I'm a good man. You know what? It's a blessing. I've been there and did that. I'm happy. And I'll be happy by just watching your face smile and come and give me a handshake, you know?
You want me to go down there and bring some reefer?
I would do what you like for you. I love your style. All right, you know, I'm that name.
Wow.
I want to see you enjoy life. Believe me, brother.
And yeah, man, I got the kind of shit that make you walk the plank.
I walk the plank on my tiptoes.
Hell yeah.
You hear James Brown blowing? Come on, bro.
Hey, man, we could go after the show. We go down and we go get our dicks wet, man. Go get us some pussy.
My dick been wet all my life. You know what? I get so good, a girl's coochie starts talking Swahili. I said, God damn it, sir, we're good at it. You know, I'm that man. I know how to make you happy. You know how you have.
Oh, man.
You know that pussy that smile at you? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, man. That kind of pussy made my dick get on hard.
Mine gets double hard, like a jail crowbar. You know what I'm saying? I'm a bad mother. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah,
God. Ain't that how you busted out of jail one time? It just got all hard and the bars up
in it. Hey, you know what? My dick was so hard, it made me holler. I said, God damn, can I say, scream. My dick was on one. It was on one, it got two. I said, damn, you going to be number three in a minute. I had so many holes, a gopher got mad. You know how it goes? Yeah.
I know how that goes.
But it's
well, right, kid, man. I'm finna get up out this motherfucker. I'll stop down there and post some reefer.
Come on down here and do our thing. Come on down, because we at a party.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
Hey, what's going on?
everybody. It's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la, skidrowstudios.com. All right. We're here, finally. It's a Thursday night, and it's the More Music Radio Pod. I already said that. One thing about radio is don't be repetitive, because people, when they listen to you, they're going to get annoyed by you. And if they're listening to me, you'll probably get annoyed by me right off the bat. Even you don't even see me, and my voice is just kind of annoying. I mean, at least I think it's annoying. And you don't even want to see me, trust me. But you can hear me, and we are here hanging out at Skid Row Studios, and we're just going to have a little chat, you know? This is where you get to... They say when you're doing a radio show that to build up your radio persona and your personality, you have to kind of, you know, let the listener know a little bit about you and a little bit about what you do and a little bit about what you like. And I thought that was really appropriate to do on episode 85 of the More Music Radio Pod. Just
talk about yourself, man. Tell the listeners more about you.
Well, I don't like to talk about myself. I mean, I really don't even... this is going to sound like retarded or something. You know how some people, they're like self-loathing and they're like, oh, I hate myself. But like, I don't know. Sometimes I kind of get on my own nerves and I kind of don't like, you know, so I don't like... I don't even like to say it. I don't like myself sometimes, you know?
Sometimes maybe it is better not to talk about yourself, you know, it you feel good or bad, you know?
Right.
Sometimes you don't need to.
I try to be a modest, you know? Some people will be hearing me say this and they'll be like, yeah, right, you know? Because a lot of people think that, not a lot, I mean, some people will think that, like, you know, I'm kind of like a dick or something, you know, sometimes. I can be. I've gotten a lot better over the years, Nick. You know? With age, you kind of refine your style and your personality and stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's something that I'm looking forward to, man, like you said.
What?
Trying to refine your style or anything like that as you get, you know, a little older. Just
so you're looking forward to me like not being so much of an asshole?
No, man.
Like refining my style more.
I'm saying that's
okay.
A good thing you said.
See, and I'm real defensive too, you know?
Yeah. Nah, you do get wiser, a little smoother as you get older. Everyone, you know? I'm looking forward to that, you know? Seems like it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting up there though, right? How old are you now?
26, almost.
Dang, 26 years old. Holy shit.
I'm pretty young still, I guess.
Yeah, I'm like 2 years older than you.
In a lot of ways, you know.
Yeah, man, I'm up there too.
To learn still, yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna be like 29 and stuff. It's gonna be cool, man. When I get to my 30s, man.
Yeah, man, that shit should be pretty cool, huh?
Actually, I'm already in my 30s. You knew that though, right? Or you couldn't tell?
Nah, you've told me before.
Yeah, I'm already in my 30s.
Keep it going, man. Fucking getting older, it's good and bad. Yeah.
Excuse me, I had to cough a little bit. Well, these things over here at this radio station, they have a cough button. So when you cough, you push the button. You know? And you can only kind of hear that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, man, tonight we're, excuse me, I have this cough, man.
It's all good, man.
I'm a little worried because the last time we were here, Ricky the Pirate was here.
Yeah.
You remember, man. Ricky the Pirate? He's like he's from the Skid Row, he's from the Nickel.
Yeah,
he's over there on Skid Row, like hanging out by King Eddie's and shit.
Yup.
And this is the guy that, you know, he's like one of the homeless guys, although he has a place now.
Yeah.
Everybody like pitched in and got him a place or something.
Yeah, he does have a place. I was reading about it the other day on Google or something. Yeah.
But for everybody out there listening, and I know there's like tons of people listening right now, and you know, you might be from like the East Coast or something.
Maybe there is.
Or you might be from like another country, you know? You might be like in like fucking Hungary and shit, just kicking it, listening to the More Music Radio Pod. There's this lady in Sweden. I don't mean to be so gross burping and stuff, but her name's Lean, and Every once in a while, she'll send us a message, and I always try to listen to the show and stuff, you know. But if you're out there listening, you can call us over here in America.
Yeah,
at,
call in.
I don't know if what the American International code is, but you find that out, and then you can call 800-893-9562, and you can say hello to us over here in America. And we're in Los Angeles right now. And so anyway, last week over here in Los Angeles, in downtown Los Angeles, in the Skid Row area, that's like the really shitty, poor, homeless area, you know?
Yeah. I
like
bet
a shitload of homeless people and stuff.
Dude, I think that area would honestly shock.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe. I think that, like, say a tourist from another country or something.
Yeah.
Especially maybe if their country is like... not that poor, you know, or they don't have an area like right next door to where everyone is busy making business and making money.
Yeah.
Skid Row would be like probably.
Especially great. Tourists, though. This
yeah,
is, that's
tourists,
where you.
Tourists. That'd be.
When you have
crazy.
Somebody coming into town that's from like from out of state or maybe out of the country, like you
yeah,
said, or something, and they're like.
Trip them out and kind of startle
yeah,
them.
Yeah. Because people go, hey, can you take me and my friend? My friend's from out of town. He's from another country. We want to check out, have them see the sights and stuff. And people will take them to like Hollywood, you know, go over to like where the Jimmy Kimmel. Fucking theaters at and shit right yeah, there, the man. Hollywood and what is that? Hollywood and something?
Hollywood,
I don't go out there very much.
Like, what's
like Hollywood and West La Brea or some shit like that? All that area, the touristy area where the Chinese theater
oh,
and shit
Hollywood
out there.
And Highland.
Yeah, or
Hollywood
they'll take them to
Vine,
like Venice or something
yeah.
like that.
Venice,
or
Highland.
Take
sunset.
Them to Disneyland or something like that. I think you should fucking just take them to just. Take them for a ride down Los Angeles Street. You want them to see Los
yeah,
Angeles?
All right, look. Like,
go to Los Angeles Street yeah. and show people what's going on.
I think an area like that.
It's like the Walking Dead, dude. There's a bunch of zombies walking around.
Yeah, Hollywood and Highland as opposed to Skid Row, you know, like the whole like big difference, you know, like completely poor area, people on the street, yeah. and then the area where everyone goes to spend like a lot of money, you know. That always trips me out that tourists come to like, Hollywood for a vacation. I would pick somewhere else to go, you know, somewhere more interesting. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Just because you're from here, right? You're really close
yeah,
to it.
Yeah,
you've been
I mean,
exposed
that's the
to
reason
it.
Why,
shit, you know?
Probably for that. But it still trips me out when I see tourists all over that Hollywood area, man, just fucking checking out all the little places. When really all yeah. it is just more stores to spend money, you know? They should go like somewhere that would... be like really cool to go, you know, something interesting. I don't know,
but I don't know, people like to go and look at that shit like that, you know.
Yeah,
but come down
right,
to Skid
right.
Row and then you're gonna talk to people like Ricky the Pirate, and at the opening of the show, that's Ricky doing his thing, talking to people, and he had a caller call in, and it was a dude just, you know, and he was just like rapping with the dude. He's yeah. a cool dude. And that episode is up right now on SoundCloud. If you want to go to the More Music Radio Pod page, you can look, and there's a link up there to the SoundCloud. We're having some technical difficulties getting that episode up on the website, but it will be up shortly. It's going to take a little bit of time. I'm going to have to do some uploading of my own when I get home. So I'm going to have to like do some internet stuff, sending stuff to the internet. It's very interesting that what we're talking about. But yeah, so Ricky the Pirate was here, man, and I also read an article about TB being like spread, like TB is rampant in the streets right now, like
really?
In the homeless population and shit. That
in downtown,
area? Yeah, it's like exploding. And we had Ricky the Pirate up here, and I still have this
shit.
Cough, and I'm like fucking coughing and
well,
shit.
Does he still live down on the area or hang out with those with a lot of people that live?
I don't know. I don't hang out with the dude.
Yeah, so who knows, huh? But
who knows, man?
That would suck, man.
But, dude, that's a fucking... I think that there should be a fucking Ricky the Pirate show, man. Because, like, he fucking will get callers and shit. Hold on, here's a clip that
yeah,
I pulled of Ricky doing his thing, you know, whatever. He's taking calls and stuff, man. He's great.
Artist, you can Twitter me. Put me on Facebook, and I have a person that will reach me.
He's great.
If you really want to dance with the pirate on his video, I would love to have you. And we's not gonna be bullshitting because I'm very serious about my performance. You know, I want everything to be good. It's not only about me, it's about all of us. You know, we can all have a lot of fun down here.
You got another caller.
Okay.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi, darling.
Sounds like a hot lady.
What?
Well, don't you sound sexy?
I'm 60. I am over 60. But you might think I'm 30. You might think I'm 30. So I'll work my thing. Huh?
You sound so sweet, though.
You sweet, too. I bless you. I bet you you're blessed. What's your name, honey?
Cassandrella, baby.
Cassandrella. Okay, are you downtown?
I'm downtown.
Okay, well, when you see me, just let me know who you are. You know, run up and give me them big old hugs you got. You know, say, I like your purr. I like you too.
I got my pussy on wet.
Oh, yeah. My dick on dry, but it won't get something to say hi. You know how it go? I'm a good lover,
though. I know how that go, baby.
What sign are you? You know, what's my sign? I say, let's make him deal. I'll make it real. You know, but what's up, baby? What's up for the evening? What's on your mind?
I just came here to tell my pussy to make it all wet.
Oh, you know? Bring it to me.
And I rub up on the clit and shit.
Oh, shit. You nasty like me. Yeah. I'd like to have a ball. You know,
verbs of a pebble.
And flock together, huh?
That's right.
Bring some booty.
You know
when
that say, baby.
I love that pie booty. Bring some booty, which made me happy.
I'll
been
bring you up some pussy right now.
Bring it up. Aye. Yeah. I hope they're going to smell it. Hope they're going to say, I got ice cream for you. Want to eat this popsicle?
Now, if I bring it down there, you better tear that shit up.
Baby, you know, you wouldn't know how to act. I'm a bad motherfucker. I got people wearing my shirts. You know, I'm going to tell you the real. I ain't bullshitting you. My last wife, my ex-wife, and all my women I have knocks back at my door, so it must be worthwhile. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that again.
Hold on a second, baby. Keep talking like that. I'm about to. I'm finna orgasm.
Oh,
Keep
now you want me to.
Take me home. Take me to town.
Now you want me to talk dirty to you.
Take me to town now.
Talk dirty to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Do a spit.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there's a spit.
Oh, baby, you made juice shoot out of me.
Oh, yeah, I made the motherfucker do the same. Hey, you know, I can do that without touching. Just as if my dick starts smiling.
Why are you a sweet thing? Well, back then, baby, man, I'll be down there with some pussy living.
Okay, baby. I'll holler.
Hi, Dean.
Yes.
Bye.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Yeah, Ricky the Pirate was great. You got to check out that episode of the More Music Radio Pod. It's going to be up on the SkidRowStudios.com website, and you can get all the episodes of the More Music Radio Pod there. And you can check out all the other shows that we have here at SkidRowStudios.com. All right. Tonight we are going to play, as you can tell, Nick, I'm working on my radio persona.
Sounds good to me, man.
I hear people, like, when they do a radio show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people now that have a radio show now. Like, I thought I was special when I was like, oh, shit. Like, now, you know, I got a radio show and, like, fucking that's pretty cool. But then I realized, like, everybody has a fucking radio show or a podcast or something. You know what I mean? So, and I hear people doing, hold on, if I talk too loud, the other broadcasters from other podcasts on other websites and stuff are going to hear me, and I don't want to be rude or anything, you know, but like they really get into it, you know, they work on their radio and they're like, hey, you know, right now we're going to play a couple of tunes. And so like I pick up on that. And so I want to sound like a radio. I want to sound like a radio too.
You know, a pretty good job. I think so, man.
So right now, what I'm doing right now is like, we just played a couple of things, you know, and I'm like, hey, we're gonna roll from this and we're gonna go into a couple songs right now. Yeah. And we're gonna listen to some tunes and stuff. So that's what I'm doing right now. We're gonna hear some songs, you know.
Let's do it, man.
So we are gonna have a really good time tonight on the More Music Radio Pod. We have some music coming up. We're gonna listen to some Manhattan Murder Mystery, and then we're gonna listen to some 8-bit. And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We're going to also make a call to a friend in Vegas. He's a bartender in Vegas, and every time me and my girlfriend go to Vegas, we always sit at this one bar and we like chat up this, you know, we talk to this guy, you know, the bartender there. He gives us really good drinks and shit, and he makes them good. And he doesn't make you like play max credits. Like, he'll just keep giving you booze and stuff. He's a cool dude. But, like, you know, I talked to him. I told him, hey, yeah, you know, I got a radio show. And he's like, hey, man. And he's like, people say I got a good radio voice. And, you know, I want to try to do radio and stuff, you know. And I'm like, yeah. Well, hey, man, call into the show and stuff. But this guy, like, wants to get out of Vegas really bad. Like, he hates it there, I guess. And, like, he's like, man, I just want to get out of here. And, you know, he's from the Bronx. You know how, like, in Vegas they have the name tags and shit?
Yep.
And they say where they're from. Well, he's like, he's from New York and he has an accent and shit. And I was thinking, like, well, that'd be cool to have him come down. He could do like some IDs and stuff like that. But
yeah,
like he wants like a fucking professional gig and shit. And I'm like, well, hey, man, we're just like a regular studio. Like, I mean, like a DIY little independent studio. Yeah. You know, we're not like, you know, fucking professionals or anything, you know. But anyway, yeah, he said that, oh, yeah, man, you know, I'll call into the show. He tried calling last week and we just didn't connect, but we're going to try to give him a call tonight and maybe we'll talk to him. So anyway, Nick, thank you for joining me on the show. We're going to play these songs and we will be right back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Hey, doll.
We're listening to WWSkidRow.LA, and we're going to have a good time tonight, no matter what.
Yeah!
Hey, what's happening? This is Kiki from East LA, and you're listening to More Music Radio Pod. Cabo.
You know we rock the nest and the stand-up too, but that ain't getting us some money, fool, so I spend a day or two learning the rules. I know sorts of a fools, you hope it takes to make it. Vegas, I break it, I roll sevens all day, cause I can cock the dice with one squeeze, still don't want a tip. Bitch, please double down on 12. But all is well, cause I can count 6 decks with one brain cell. Yeah, give me that fucking 9, you bitch. theremin can see right through your back, and he can see that fucking deck you have, motherfucker. I'm a gambling fool, and I drink free booze, but I play the penny slots, and I always lose, bitch. I sold my shoes for a cigarette. I'm chock full of addictions that I can't seem to intercept. I'm in debt with a capital D. I suppose you can guess what's gonna happen to me. Best we get that double down residency, playing every Sunday morning till we 73. But fuck that, I need some quick cash. I got the first 2 sevens, but the last was a mismatch. And now I'm back in the hole. That's okay, cause I'm about to go smoke the bowl. High rollers at the casino must think I'm a wacko, cause I'm swigging Taka Vodka, rolling top tobacco. The way I'm going, I'ma never get paid. Maybe Theremin can teach my ass some tricks of the trade, bitch. Vegas, they raped us and didn't even bother to bust out the loop. Losing my shit at craps, I snapped. I turned to find security and I bombed my fucking ass. Out the door, back on the strip, we slip in the next casino on a bad luck trip. The dealer threw my cards, steady shrinking my stacks. Clubbed me in the head with this 21 blackjacks. I had to regroup, I had to recoup. I did a line of coke and got repeatedly duped. I was caught in a bad dream, it seemed. I couldn't do a thing without getting my ass reamed. How much worse could it get? I doubled up my bets. I'm falling further and further in motherfucking debt. I got fucked so hard that I still walk funny. Nevada ran at night on 8-bit money.
Blackjack and lost when it should be golf. And I flipped my chips, black flip of the Dawson. I went so often, they're trying to fly. Black flip of the fly, flip, flip of the fly. I cash in my chips and I go get high. I spread my wings and then I try to fly. Peanuts, pumpkin, pickles, patches. Come over here and scratch my snatches.
All right, cool. Can you say your name and you are, and then say, and you are listening to skidrow.la.
Charles Brooks listening to skidrow.la.
Yeah. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod on SkidRowStudios.com. All right, we are back on the show, and we have just listened to a couple of tunes. We listened to some 8-bit just a second ago, and we were listening to Robots in Vegas. That was a cool tune. Speaking of that, we're going to get our home boy, or our homie from Vegas, Johnny the bartender. We're going to have him on the show coming up in just a couple of seconds. Before 8-bit, you heard Manhattan Burger Mystery with I
Good
Got
morning,
a Hold of
One
of
for One.
Yes, hello. Yes, hello.
Down the line.
Oh, what happened there?
They hung up. I'm going to call him.
Give him a call.
Let's do it.
Let's give him a call back, and we're going to try to get him on the line. It's going to be great. Hopefully, there's not going to be any problems getting him on the line. I'm working on my persona.
Styling right now. Hope we get him on the line, man.
I hope they get to hear my persona, too. Hold on. Fela Kuti in the background. Shakara. All right. Yeah. We are calling Las Vegas right now. We are trying to speak to the bartender that we hang out with in Las Vegas. We have to get that guy on the line somehow.
I'm going to make it happen.
All right. Nick is trying to make it happen. In the meantime, the Mormons are playing March 30th. The Mormons is my band. Okay, I forgot. Now you got. I was introducing myself earlier in the first segment. My name is Vince. I play in a band called The Mormons. I play guitar and I switch to drums, all that stuff, okay? Our band, you might have heard of us. We dress up like Mormons. For a while, we were the only band that did that, but now there's another band that does that.
It's dialing.
Okay, we're going to try to get it. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Coming up.
Good morning, Dance 141 at Casino Royale. This is Rose. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'd like to speak to Johnny. Is he there?
Who?
Johnny, I forgot what his last name is. Your bartender?
This is Casino Royale. There's no bartender here.
Yeah. Shoot.
This is the Dennis Casino Royale. The bartender is at the casino, not at the restaurant.
Okay.
All right?
Well, yeah, because I was just looking for Johnny. He called me there from this number there last week.
Oh, I have no idea. There's no Johnny bartender.
This is the restaurant or what?
This is Denny's restaurant.
Oh, Denny's?
Yes.
In Vegas?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
He's not there? So you don't see Johnny there, right? He's a bartender.
I don't know him. There's no Johnny here.
Oh. He works at the Fremont. Over there in downtown Vegas. We like to drink drinks there. He makes really good...
No, we don't have Johnny here.
Nuts and berries drinks. He likes to drink...
No.
Have you ever had that drink?
No. Okay.
Are you on the internet? Do you ever go on the internet to listen to radio or anything? And before I let you go, I just want to mention...
Okay.
Where,
all right. Thank you. We're busy right now.
I do a radio show. Hello, ma'am? Hello? I'm just trying to get the word out on the radio show.
Whack of her.
I was going to be like, hey, since I have you on the line... I do a radio show, and if you want to listen to us on the internet, you can go to www.skidrowstudios.com, and you can listen to any of the shows that we have here, and they're really good, and you should check them out and stuff. So, I don't know. That guy called me from a Denny's, I guess.
Yeah, we got to figure out where he's at now. It's where is Johnny saying?
Yeah.
Find his real number, man.
Where the hell is he? Had that shit all lined up and shit.
Damn.
He gave me his number. Hold on, let me check my wallet.
Yeah, keep looking. Let's call where he works, maybe.
The Fremont Casino?
Yeah.
I don't want to get him in trouble. I mean, if it's Denny's, I don't think he'll get in trouble with Denny's,
yeah,
you know?
Let's not do it, actually. Yeah.
Imagine, like, what if he gets in trouble with that Denny's? They'll be like, hey, I remember you. You're a bartender, Fremont? Hey, you know, you had your friends call in. They call in. We're very busy. We're trying to hand out, you know... People, you know, ham and eggs, you know? Moons over my hammy, you know? Wait, what restaurant do I work in? Oh, I forgot. What do they have? This is not the Rudy Tootie. Anyways, that's not the point.
I don't know, man.
Your friends call here fucking around. We are trying to do business here at the Denny's, you know, whatever. We serve skillets. They serve the skillets there, right?
Yeah, they do.
I don't know, man. They'll get in trouble. Hopefully he doesn't get kicked out of that Denny's next time. But this guy's really cool, man. Like, that's the thing about Vegas. Like, for me, like, I go there to drink. You know I'm going to fucking waste all the fucking money, you know?
And I've never been to Vegas since I turned 21.
Really? So you haven't gone there to gamble? Vegas. No?
I have gambled at the random other casinos that, like, are around California, but I haven't been to Vegas, man.
No?
I need to go.
Dude, it's fun, man.
I know, I'm sure it is, man.
It's fucking great over there. I fucking love that shit.
Yeah.
The bartender doesn't really like it there, I guess, but I mean, I like it.
She was in a bad mood from having to serve those skillets to...
Yeah, that was a Denny's.
Gamblers.
Yeah, this guy was... I thought that was his home number. He said that was his home number, and I called him up. I don't know.
He must have been drinking and was just fucking... I don't know.
He sounded kind of wheezy, too. He left me a voicemail, and he was like, hey, you know, I got... He goes, I'm still gonna call, you know, I'm not giving up, you know? I want to do voices and stuff. I'm going to call in, but he didn't call. I don't know. I don't know what happened to the guy. I had this whole thing fucking lined up. Now, I don't know what we're going to do, Nick. That's the hard thing about doing radio shows.
Let's call
you know?
Some more people, I guess, man. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, well, we'll see who we can call.
Yeah. Let's give Kazu a ring. He's always fun.
Maybe he's sleeping, though, man. You know, he's working on a... On a reality TV show or something.
Oh, shit.
He's producing a reality TV show.
That's
Kazu Nagahama, you might hear him on the More Music Radio Pod past episodes. He's a regular, and I consider him a member of the cast of the More Music. He's a MMRP crew, you know? Kazu, if you're listening, what's going on, man? All right. Hope you're feeling better. He's been feeling sick, you know. I still got the TB cough that I got from Ricky the Pirate the last time here.
You're going to die, man. All
you think so?
Ricky.
That would be the fucking, that would be like my luck, too. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be like, yep.
Nah, you'll be
got
all right.
TB from Homeless Pirate.
Maybe not so homeless.
Yeah.
But, yeah, who knows?
Well, he's always walking around on the streets and shit, you know? Fuck. All right. Well, we're just kicking back, man.
Yep.
I don't know. We're going to be talking to...
Dirk from the Del Talk Show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Dirk from the Del Talk Show was supposed to be here tonight, but he's feeling sick. Yeah. He got the flu. So there's a lot... There's something going on, man. Seems like people are getting flu virus.
Something.
Jesus. Fuck, man. I kind of went hard. You know what I mean? I kind of went in hard on this drinking right now.
Just take it easy, man.
I figure it's a good idea. I mean, I figured it would be a good idea to do a radio show drinking and stuff like that, you know? But yeah. I find that it does impair, you know? Especially alcohol does impair, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I wish I was in Vegas right now, though.
It's all good. Yeah, that would be cool.
I don't think I left.
What's up?
I don't think I left from since the last time I was there.
Oh, you're probably still back there, dude.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, that's what happens, I'm sure, man.
Yeah, I was there, what was it, last weekend or something? We were there. And we partied fucking hard, man. I was like fucking Nicolas Cage and fucking Leaving Las Vegas and shit, man. I was like fucking Fear and Loathing and shit,
yeah,
getting all
getting
fucking
down,
crazy over there. Yeah.
Up in Vegas right quick for the weekend.
And right there in downtown. I just like to stay in downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody goes to the Vegas Strip where they have all the big casinos.
Yeah.
All the big places like Caesars, and they got the Luxor, they got the Excalibur, they got the Treasure Island. They got the Cosmopolitan.
All that shit.
They got the Wynn. They got the fucking Circus. They got the fucking New York, New York. You could ride the roller coaster, New York, New York. They got that fucking... What else they got over there?
They got all kinds of shit, man. They got a Statue of Liberty, right?
They got the fucking Bally's. They got the fucking Paris and shit. You go in there, it's fucking all done up like fucking... Like you're in Gay Paris and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And it's beautiful. Right, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
The thing is, over there on the strip, man, I fucking lose all my money every time I try to go and party there and shit. Like, drinks are more expensive, and it seems like the fucking gambling, it sucks your money up harder, you know?
Yeah, man.
It goes by fast, you know? You put in a 20 in a machine, you know, you want to have a couple drinks. The waitresses don't fucking come by because they're not all about comping people over there at that place, yeah. You know? Like Caesars especially, like these big places, like they won't fucking comp you. You have to pay like $20 for a fucking drink, man. It's outrageous. I'm there to fucking spend my money and gamble. I want comps, you know?
Yeah.
That's the fun about Vegas. You go there and get free drinks, you know?
Wait, you do?
Yeah, you didn't know that? No, dude. So this is the thing. You go and when you're gambling, you're sitting at a machine or you're sitting at a table. You're gambling. The casino wants you to fucking to be partying there, and they want you to be getting drunk, and they want you to be playing their games because they have on those games they have a fucking advantage,
yeah.
And they're gonna, you know, it's pretty much rigged where they're gonna fucking always win, no matter, you know, whatever. They'll let you win here and there,
yeah.
And if you're really lucky, you'll fucking hit a jackpot. Like when I hit a fucking royal flush on video poker the other time. And I got $1,000.
That's fucking nice.
$1,000 bucks, man. Royal flush. I never fucking did that, dude.
Yeah,
you know,
just all at once. That sounds nice, right there.
So
man.
They want you to be fucking there drinking
and good.
Yeah, they want you to be feeling good and shit. You know,
yep.
So you get free drinks when you go to Vegas.
Yeah.
So that's why when I go, I just want to go there to fucking
gamble,
drink some drinks and gamble.
Yeah.
Have conversations with people and shit. Like sitting at the blackjack table. Sometimes there'll be, you know, some characters and shit. You know?
Yeah, man. Fucking.
Like this guy we were supposed to call on the phone. I don't. Maybe we'll call him in the next segment.
Yeah, that would be fucking nice to get him on the phone. I feel like he'd say some cool shit.
Yeah, and he has like a deep radio voice, and it's like New York, you know, like the Bronx. He's like, hey, he's really cool, you know. And yeah, man. So yeah. I don't know. It's stuff like that. That's what I like. And then going to the buffets. You go to the buffet.
Yeah.
Fat people love buffet.
I've definitely been to the biggest buffets, and there's something else, man.
And the breakfast, good. You get champagne. You get, they call them mimosas.
Yeah, they got everything over there.
You get a mimosa. And, you know.
Yep.
I love it, man. And, I mean, the last time I went there, which was last week, I was fucking fucked up, man, from morning to night.
Yep. That sounds fucking... sounds
from morning
right.
to morning, pretty
That's
much.
That's what happens. You party morning till night and gamble in Vegas, and it's probably pretty fun.
Yeah, you go to sleep like at 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning and shit.
Yeah, and just go and gamble some more.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Money goes up and down. I usually like.
You gotta be careful with gambling though, in the sense.
But you have to have a limit.
Man, if you'll keep playing and you'll win some shit, and then you get greedy and keep going, and then you start to lose.
Here's the secret though, Nick. When you're gonna go to Vegas, don't expect to win.
Yeah.
Like some people go to Vegas like thinking like they have that fucking little fucking fantasy, that dream in their head. You know, they're like, oh man, I'm in Vegas. Like I can hit the fucking jackpot, and I'm gonna fucking hit the progressive. I'm going to win that $1 million. I just feel it. It's going to be me, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you lose all your money, you know, and you expect to like at least bring, you know, break even or something, you know? And then when you lose all your money, you go home, you're fucking depressed. And especially when you lose your money, like in the first night or second night, you're supposed to be there for like 3 nights, you know? And then like the last day you're like walking around all sad, mopey and shit, like fucking rationing out the last few bucks you have to buy a couple of beers and shit, and like fucking haggling with the fucking bartender like, hey man, like, let me get a beer, man. Come on, man. Like, I've been gambling. Like, oh, you saw me here last night. I was here last night. I was tipping you, man. You're not going to give me a fucking free beer. All right, you know what? Fuck you then, man. I'm going to go and fucking try to go and... I'm going to go panhandle for my fucking last couple beers. So don't be that guy who wants to go, you know, and win it all in the first night and go crazy. Ration it out.
Do it small.
Have an amount that you know that you're going to be happy with spending. Yep. And it's worth it. You spend a couple hundred... Some people will spend, you know, $100, $200... Some people will spend like $300 or $400. Yeah, it depends on what you want, you know, to do, but you ration it out. And then sometimes you'll be doing good.
Yeah.
Like you're playing blackjack and, you know, you're just fucking getting blackjacks.
You got to know when to cash.
And you're the fucking dealer is fucking helping you out and shit. And it's a good vibe on the table and you're fucking drinking for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there on your fucking first $40 on the table, you know, for 3 or 4 hours drinking for free. You know, I'm not saying you're going to drink $40 worth of alcohol. Like, they always win. The casinos always win.
Yeah, that's
but
how it goes.
It's there for the experience of playing and drinking and be like, hey, I'm in Vegas. And when I used to smoke, oh, man, fucking smoking and drinking and shit, you know.
Yeah.
It was hard this last trip because I don't smoke anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And in Vegas, it's really hard because everybody's smoking.
Everyone
you know?
Smokes. Yeah, I remember that too.
But it's still cool. You can party without smoking, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
You'll have
definitely
fun. You're going to have fun.
That shit's just cigarettes, you know?
Yeah.
And all that.
The Mormons are going to be there at the last week of May. And we're going to be there with our mobile unit. I guess if you listen to this show, it's not a secret, but we're going to do mobile unit over in Vegas. We're staying at the Four Queens. We're going to party at the Four Queens right there in downtown. And we're going to play some music and hang out and shit and fucking get loaded. It's going to be fun. All right. So, hey, man, well, let's play another couple songs, you know. Let's see what we got coming up. Submissions. I want to mention something about submissions. Yeah. If you want to submit, if you're in a band or a group or whatever, and you're like, hey, you know, I like my band. I think it's cool. I want it to be played on the More Music Radio Pod. Why can't it be played? I don't know. Let me send them some music.
Yeah.
So you send your music to, send some MP3s to moremusicradiopod@gmail.com. And that's moremusicradiopod@gmail.com. And send the submissions there. We're going to listen to a submission from a group called The Assholes. And they've sent a couple of submissions in. And I think they're very talented kids. Excuse me, I don't mean to sound so phlegmy, but I'm recovering from an illness TB, tuberculosis, Ricky the Pirate.
Ricky TB.
Ricky TB. And so I apologize for that. But back to these songs. Here's a listener submission. You can send your songs in to moremusicradiopod@gmail.com and, you know, maybe we'll play them, you know. So
yeah,
let's hear these songs. And then after that, we're going to hear a song from the Shirley Rolls. And it's going to be really good. And we will be back on what, Nick? What show is this?
More Music Radio Pod.
On the More Music Radio Pod on SkidRowStudios.com. We'll be right back.
Hello. Hello. Can I speak to manager? Huh? Can I speak to manager, please? Manager is not here. Fuck are you? Fuck are you, told my motherfucker. Fuck your mom. Mom, you're a mother. Fuck your mom. You're a mother. All your family. Fuck you, bastard, buddy.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Hey, little hoe. You gotta help me flow. See if you know. One thing is true. On the first day of bleeding, the swollen stink daddy, a tampon squeezed out in my tea. Now everybody's gotta bleed sometime, and you're so reliable. I set my watch dial by your gas trash cycle, period. More like an exclamation point, you'll in your used cunt rags and into maxi pad joints and getting high. Men clots between the buds, and I am thought to list because I don't know why I'm loving this shit. I'm all positive, I'm sure you'll give me what I want if you want to live. And that's what I'm about to do, cause you're good till the last drop, and that one's good too.
Awesome.
Hey. Hey, little hoe. Do you got heavy flow? If you do, one thing is true. There might be a good time in it. Y'all, just for me and you. I've got an obsession with a vaginal secretion. When the hoe is bleeding, I get a buildup of semen. My car gets hard, my balls swell out like a tar when I hear the smell. Tampons and pads, all those bloody rags, puts on heat deep in my meat. Dick starts growing, it likes it hard. My dick starts foaming, I just want a bloody ride. So what's gonna take? Cause I got a bad ache. I wanna dive into your bloody hive. Just spread your legs and pull the string. Look at those eggs, make my heart sing. Just to take a peek, just to smell the reek. What I seek is your bloody reek. That's right, baby. I seek that bloody pussy hole of yours. Hey, little hoe, do you got heavy flow? Cause if you do, one thing is true. There might be a good time in it. Yeah, just for me and
to
you.
To all you tramps on the rag, I'm like a vamp playing tag. Stop squawking, start squatting, bitch, over the bag. Like you taking a shit, but if it comes out brown, I'll punch you in the nose so hard it'll look like a clown's, you fucking bozo. I see it leaking through your clothes, ho. Lying to my face, talking about this month's a no-show. You best get to dripping while there's still time to let it sit in the sun till its consistency's like strawberry fro-yo. And just when I thought I couldn't up the ante, now I'm licking my chops at blood clots in the panty. Slanky danky, I'm shameless, stainless steel deadbolt lock on my harem to keep the cycle simultaneous like phases of the moon. I keep them chained up in a room that be temperature controlled to enhance the flavor of the poon. Bloody Mary, serve virgin with the bloody cherry. Pull up a chair, G, and grab a spoon. Bon appetit, Megan.
More Music Radio Pod at skiro.la. More Music Radio Pod at skiro.la.
Hi, everybody. This is Kazu Nagahama. I'm listening to the Moment music video. No, music radio station.
More music. Oh, yes. More music radio part.
The more music radio part.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
I need a radio voice. I can't do it.
Practice your radio voice.
There's some people that got that just have it. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Dude. Are we going to try to call this guy again? I checked the voicemail. And this is the number that he gave. Let's try to call again.
Let's try again. We're going to find out right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the guy, like, knows his number, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why he gave you the dentist.
Maybe that's his girlfriend, like, fucking around or something, huh? I don't know.
Yeah, huh?
Let's see. Are you calling it right now?
Yeah. I'm going to have to try this again. Hold on.
Everybody, round of applause for Nicholas Chacon.
No, really, I had no call signal at all. Like nothing dialing or anything. Let's try this again right now that we'll get this figured out.
That's for you, man. Do a great job. Here on the More Music Radio Pod, Nick is running the board.
Let's do this.
I think you're pretty much up there. How many episodes do you think you've worked on the More Music Radio Pod?
I want to say... At least 30, definitely. Probably more like 40, if not. You know, I don't know if it's 50 yet. I'm not sure. It's up there, though. It's almost a year.
Yeah.
Almost. A couple more months.
So is that thing ringing right now? This is great dialing music, too.
Yeah.
Man, you remember this movie, right?
And everything. It is not ringing.
Beverly Hills Cop. There's going to be a Beverly Hills Cop TV show. All right.
Didn't they already do that back in the day?
No, they did a movie. And I think in the TV show, Eddie Murphy's son is going to be one of the cops or something. He's going to be the new Beverly Hills cop or something. And he looked like Eddie Murphy and he laughed like Eddie Murphy and shit. Going to be good. All right, well, we're going to try to call Johnny from Vegas. He's a bartender in Vegas. And one of these days, we're going to have him on the More Music Radio Pod. But right now, we are going to mention the songs that we played earlier. And song you heard before this was the Shirley Rolls.
I'm calling them now.
Okay, you're calling them? Okay.
Hello. No one is available to take your call.
Oh, see, that's the right number.
Please leave a message after the tone.
That was the same number.
Let's leave a message. Hey, what's going on, Johnny? This is Vince, man, and we are broadcasting live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. I talked to you, a couple weekends ago? I think the last time that I saw you, me and my girlfriend were playing some video poker and stuff, and we saw you last, and you always make great drinks. I think you're a great bartender because you... always keep a beer in my hand or a drink, and you make my girlfriend that drink Nuts and Berries, and that's pretty good. That's like a White Russian for like girls. It's like a girly White Russian. If a White Russian wasn't already girly enough, like they made it girlier. It's pretty good. And anyway, man, we're just giving you a call back. I know you tried calling last week, and I know we're not connecting, but it's eventually gonna happen. We'll call you up, and if you want, you can call us over here at 800. Oh, shit. Fuck, I hate when that happens. We're going to have to call back, Nick. Say that again. I can't hear you. Are you talking?
Should I call back right now?
Yeah, call him back. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe we'll wake him up, and he'll be like, hey, what the hell? And I'll be like, oh, we're just being persistent. You know,
let's
sorry, man.
Do it.
All right. So we're going to call that guy up. In a little while, I want to play you a clip. I went to Disneyland, and then I recorded some sounds or a fun sound at Disneyland. Remind me if I forget how to do that. I hear that the phone is dialing right now. Is it ringing? Okay. Hold on a second. Let's see if he picks up. You know, sometimes people don't want to answer the phone because our number is an 800 number, so they think it's like a collection agency or some shit, or like telemarketers or some shit, you know?
Hello.
I don't know. No one. All right, let's finish the message. We'll finish
Please
the message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Ooh, sorry about that, Johnny. I hate getting cut off on the message, so I had to call back and leave another message. But anyway, man, thank you for all the great drinks and stuff, and we'll definitely be seeing you there again. We'll be back there in May. My band's going to be over there for the punk rock bowling thing. We're going to pretty much go and crash it. We're going to bring our band, and we're going to walk around the streets and play at punk rock bowling uninvited, and people will like it. I think. What do you think, Nick? People will like it, right?
I think so, yeah.
Well, cool.
Hopefully everyone's feeling good.
Anyway, Johnny, I hope you're all right. I hope we're not waking you up. Let's try it next week, man. We'll give it a shot next week. Try calling 800-893-9562 Thursdays at 10 o'clock Pacific time. All right. Later on, Johnny, we'll talk to you again soon, man. All right. That is Johnny's answering machine. So we're on the right track. The last time it's weird. We called it Denny's. All right.
That was weird, huh? I honestly don't know what happened. That was weird.
That is pretty weird.
Yeah.
Excuse me. All right. So other fun things that I've been doing. I mean, this is I'm trying to like let people know about myself. You know, whatever. I already told you that I played in the. I'm an adult, like 36-year-old man, and I play in a band and I wear a costume called the Mormons. We dress up like Mormons, and we play, and I talked about that already, and we're going to hear a Mormon song coming up. Every show we try to, you know, play a Mormon song, and you'll hear our band later. But other things that I like to do, I like to go to Disneyland, and I like to go and
Disneyland.
Ride the rides and stuff. Before we used to, me and my friend from school, Jason, we used to go to Disneyland. We used to sneak in. You know, right. I used to live in Hacienda Heights, and it wasn't that far from Disneyland. We just like cut through like La Habra and shit and get Beach Boulevard to go all the way down. And eventually you'll run into Disneyland.
Yeah.
You know, or you'll get to Disneyland somehow.
Yeah.
And so we would go there like, I don't know, like maybe like 7 o'clock at night, get in there for free. And then we just go underneath the exit turnstiles and shit. Back then it was easier to do. You could just go underneath the fucking turnstiles.
Yeah.
And you got to have balls to do that. And we did. And we would go in there. We went there like that, like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah. It sounds like a good fucking time, man.
It's great, man. Like I love going there because it's a trip. And I know Disney is an evil empire and stuff,
fun.
You know.
It's a fun place to just go kick it for a
day.
Oh,
man, it's so fun to just, like, you know, take a couple of tokes, you know. I'd like to be fucked up at Disneyland, all right? Yeah. If I'm going to go to Disneyland, I want to be, like, you know, feeling good.
I've been stoned at Disneyland, very stoned.
One of these days, I'm going to try marijuana, and I will try to see what it's like to be stoned.
Be careful
I should be stoned
with
there?
That stuff, though, man. Be careful with that stuff.
Some powerful stuff, huh?
Mighty powerful stuff.
So I was there this recently stoned and drunk, and it was fun, man, you know? Yeah. And you could party a lot over at Disneyland, believe it or not. Like, not at Disneyland, you can't drink alcohol, but when you park over at Mickey and Friends, whatever the parking structure, you can, it's kind of easy to tailgate. There's cameras and shit, but you'll find different parts of the parking lot where you could park, and the cameras aren't, like, right in your face and shit, you know? Yeah. So. The last time, you know, me and my girlfriend were there, we were, you know, taking shots and shit because we want to feel good at Disney. We want to, like, hey, have
a
good
time.
The
outdoor parking or that parking
that big
structure?
That big parking structure over at Disneyland. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's fun. And then you go in there and Disneyland, they don't sell alcohol.
Nope. Wait, so, they don't. Don't they do in certain parts? Maybe some beer or something?
In Disneyland, the only place that you're going to find alcohol is a place called Club 33.
Oh, yeah. That's
and that's like
spot.
An that's like a secret exclusive club for like high rollers and like VIP. It's a VIP feature of Disneyland.
That shit?
You got to be like fucking rich or fucking know some fucking white people to fucking get into that shit. You know what I mean? like some like powerful fucking white people, not just the fucking asshole white people that you work with.
Just to drink a beer.
More powerful than even that. Yeah.
Damn.
You know?
That's too much of a price to pay.
Well, it's really nice though. It's located over in the New Orleans part of Disneyland.
Yep.
And let's see. It's right there next to the exit of the Pirates of the Caribbean exit.
Yeah.
And up there, they have like a restaurant. They have like a special menu and all this shit that they don't serve at the other menu. And then they give you like wine and shit. But big fucking deal, right?
Yeah.
It would just be cool to go and see all that shit where Walt Disney's hanging out and shit.
Yeah, it would.
So anyway, but so you go to Disneyland first, or do you catch your buzz in the parking lot? You go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
You ride Indiana Jones. You go and you ride, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean. Haunted Mansion, you know, I was there for the Haunted Mansion when it was Tim Burton.
Yeah.
And they had the Nightmare Before Christmas Haunted Mansion. That shit is fucking bad,
you know,
man.
I saw that. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen it during Halloween and Christmas. Yeah. Pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's fun, man. That's some good stuff. Then you go to Splash Mountain. Yeah. And, you know, they have all the, like all the critters and shit from America Sings.
Yeah.
Way back in the day. I don't know if you're old enough to remember this.
I have seen that Disney movie, but that's one that like.
No, America Sings. Well, you're thinking like Song of the South, right?
Oh yeah.
That's what the Splash Mountain is based on.
That Brer Rabbit and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
We'll get to that right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so in that Splash Mountain, they have like all the little different characters, and those characters like the fucking. Like the foxes and like the hens and all the other different characters that are in that ride. They were in another feature over that was in Tomorrowland, and it was called America Sings. And they had like all these different little, it was like a carousel theater. And it would like, it was like a circular cylindrical kind of thing. And it would turn.
Yeah.
And every time it would turn, it'd go to like a different stage set, and it'd be like puppets and singing.
Wait,
and shit.
You know what? I've seen that at least once, or I definitely remember it.
Look up on YouTube, America Sings Disneyland.
They're like animatronic.
They're animatronic,
right?
Like little critters
I've
and shit.
Seen it. Yeah,
they took all of those and they moved them to Splash Mountain a long time ago and shit.
So you used to sneak in through there? What were you saying about the America Sings?
So that they got all the critters from that feature thing. That was way back in the day. And I remember when they closed that down, I was like bummed out because I liked America Sings, you know? But they put them in Splash Mountain. It was a cool log ride and stuff, you know? Yeah. That fucking Song of the South.
Yeah.
So in Splash Mountain, so the character of the Song of the South is Brer Rabbit, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Brer Fox and Brer Bear, right?
Yep.
And they didn't like the rabbit. Guy, you know, Brer Rabbit, and so they were always trying to get him or something like that, you know, and they were trying to capture him and stuff. And so in the movie or the book or whatever, Song of the South or whatever, there's a movie. Yeah. It's like a cartoon, like Disney cartoon.
It's banned, right?
No, what happened? I think so. They don't want to
because it's racist.
It's kind of racist.
Yeah.
It's very racist. Yeah, like they to capture Brer Fox and Brer Bear. Set up this little guy, and they made him of tar, and they put clothes on him, and they put like a little, you know, eyes and stuff. They made him look like a person to trick Brer Rabbit, and they called him the Tar Baby. Yeah. And of course, a tar baby is a negative thing to say to the African American people.
Yeah,
you know, but it was acceptable. Back then, I guess it wasn't like a big deal, you know, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. You just like, you know, people progress through time and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Like even those Tom and Jerry's where the maid, every once in a while you see the maid and like she's like a black lady. She's like, Thomas, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas, get out. You're such a rascal, Thomas. Yeah. And then you see like her hands are like, you know, dark on the top and like light on the bottom and stuff, you know? I don't know if that's racist or that's just, I don't know. It seemed like, even as a kid at the time I was watching, I'm like, whoa, that's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah,
you know, there's black people like being like, hey, Thomas, oh my goodness, you know? But I was a kid back then too. So if I was picking up on it back then,
like,
yeah, you know, there's something up.
It's
you know,
strongly in there, man.
Yeah. So instead of having the tar baby scene over in the Splash Mountain, right? Yep. They have him like he gets caught in honey and he gets stuck in honey and shit.
Yeah.
You know, instead of tar.
Yeah.
Because they don't want a reference to the tar
the
baby.
Ride, they wanted to change it up.
You know, it's nice. I don't know, I guess. They want to hide that from the kids, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Is that lying when you cover something up like that?
I don't know. It depends, man. Something like that. I don't know. it's hard to say. Hard to say. I don't know.
So when I was at Disneyland, I went to, I recorded something that's pretty cool.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I went to Disneyland. Here's something I recorded. I went to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom because I had this thing called the Magic Flight.
Yep.
And if you look it up on the internet, look up the Magic Flight. It's a Magic Flight box, and it's what makes Disneyland fun to go to. And so I was in there using my Magic Flight, and then I was listening to this. Let me turn this all the way up so you can hear it. See, this guy went to California Adventure first. He got fucked up, and then... This guy was fun. I like to get fun sounds.
Damn, I wonder what happened to him.
And you know what? Like, this is like a 2-minute clip. This was going on for like 6 minutes. And I'm like, why the fuck am I not recording this shit right now? I was like, for sure he's done all the good noises already. You know?
Pretty gnarly.
By the time I got my phone up. No, but turns out, look it. He never stopped. I even left after. I'm like, all right, I got 2 minutes of it. How much do I need? Have you ever been that fucked up and getting sick like that?
That's terrible. I gotta say maybe at least once, yeah.
Yeah, that's at Disneyland.
Yeah.
That's cool. That was in the same restroom by the Pirates of the Caribbean that... Like a few years
ago. Oh, man.
A few years ago, I went with my mom and Patrick and shit. And I was like, I want to be stoned at Disneyland. So I like trying to smoke pot. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt the guy. Hold on a second. Sorry, man. Here, let me go back. So. Step on the guy's work. You know. This guy was fun. I don't know. So anyway, you get it. That's the Disneyland barfing, man. It was good. And what, it was dude? Cool. It was cool, man. And then like when I'm like the guy was, I left the guy in there fucking still fucking going. And he'd go. And so, I don't know, I kind of got bored. I washed my hands and shit and left. And then when I was going out there, fucking people were fucking imitating him and shit. Like, three different groups were going, whoop. So, yeah, that was fun. That's at Disneyland. So, you go to Disneyland, do all that shit there. And then when your buzz starts wearing off, then you go to California Adventure. Yeah. That's when you go there.
You can drink
because
there,
then
right?
They have beers there and shit. Yeah, do, man. Yeah. And, fuck, like, I love that because... You can. I was drinking like these Long Island iced teas.
Yeah,
I had like three of those things, and I was just like fucking hammered the fucking rest of the fucking night. It was great at Disneyland. They got at California Adventure. They have some pretty cool rides there too.
Yeah, they have the more like
they got the Monsters Inc. They got the fucking Little Mermaid. They got the fucking Mad Hatter Tea Party. They have like an outdoor stage and they have fucking like bands and shit like playing like all these fucking cheesy ass fucking mainstream fucking suburbanite fucking stuff. Like that's cool, you know? And that's kind of gross, but you know, it's also cool to be there fucked up and like spectating at all the people. And to be honest, everybody there is like having like being happy and having a good time. Just like, leave them alone, you know? They love it. And like no one's like fucking snapping, you know, the fucking, there's one thing I got to say about Disneyland and California Adventure is like for the most part, fucking people are really nice. Like, especially the staff, they're really nice. They're friendly. They try to, they're like, hey, they're happy that they love their fucking job. They love working there and shit. Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's cool. I mean, it's kind of lame.
Definitely.
Like, It's a scary part of life that, you know, I don't really want to be a part of, but, like, you know, I'll go and fucking get fucked up at Disneyland and ride the rides and look at the critters and fucking...
Disneyland is a fun spot.
Yeah.
Hey, do you like roller coasters? Have you been on that roller coaster there? What do you think of roller coasters?
I do like roller coasters. I have been on the roller coaster there, and I think roller coasters are fun and they're exciting. And I love to ride them, and it makes me very scared. I get in line, I get anxious, and I get really scared. I'd be like, you know what? I can do this. People have ridden these rides before. Not many people have died. If I were to die, it'd be like a fucking total fluke. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Just my luck, you know, whatever. But, you know, odds are everything's going to be cool, you know?
Yeah.
I do love them.
I hear you.
Just answering your questions.
Yep.
You know,
that's true though. That's how it goes.
But over there, like the roller coaster they have at California Adventure, the Supreme Scream, that one's a fun one.
That's Supreme Scream. That's not.
We're hoping to get some money from Disney. When they're going to listen to the More Music Radio Pod and be like, oh, you know, they're advertising, and we're gonna pay them.
Hook it up with something.
We're raking in the money here at More Music Radio Pod. You know. So anyway, man, that's it, man. Disneyland. It was cool. And we got like a year pass, so we get to go for until December
for a whole year. It's expiring in 2013 December.
Yeah. So
how much are those passes, man?
They're expensive, man.
Yeah,
that's the thing. They're expensive, but when you consider that a fucking ticket to go there is like $100, you know, if you want to go to both parks, it's gonna be like $130 or something like that. You know, it's a fucking. It's a ripoff.
Yeah, now it is.
It's a huge ripoff, but
I remember when it was a lot cheaper.
Just like Vegas, when you already know, like, okay, I'm going to blow this amount of money, and this is just for the experience and stuff like that, you know? It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Cool, I'll fucking blow all that shit. Hey, what do you say? You want to listen to some more songs? We've talked enough, right?
Let's do it, man.
We're doing a radio show right now.
Yeah, it's going pretty well.
We're talking a couple things. You know, people have short attention spans and shit, so we talk for a few minutes and, you know, let's get our radio thing on.
Yeah, stuff, let's know? Do it.
We're one of these days, man, professional sounding. That's what we're going to sound like. Professional. On it. Thinking about cool stuff to talk about.
It'll get there.
Executing. Getting people on the phone that we want to talk to,
yeah,
you know, whatever. Calling people and them not hanging up on us, you know, whatever. Yeah. Giving out the telephone number, 800-893-9562, and then people actually call us, you know.
Call in.
Or don't. We don't need you to call. You don't want to call, don't call. You want to just sit there and listen?
Yeah.
You
know,
you want to sit there like a bump on a log? You know? You want to sit there like a butt plug, an unused butt plug?
Yeah,
you
know? They just want to kick it.
Yeah, you know?
Call in, come on.
you want to sit here like a butt plug that's been left that was on the Love Bite from the Love Bite show here at skidrowstudios.com. You want to sit there like just a used Love Bite butt plug and not call, you know, whatever, until call the Love Bite comes, and then they put you back inside them. Call in 800-893-9562. We're going to listen to some songs. We're going to listen to some Nodal. And we're going to listen to some Vindictives, man. That is like one of my favorite bands of all time. Punk rock band from Chicago.
Let's hear it.
Joey Vindictive is awesome. He had some good things to say about the Mormons, too. He gave us a nod, man. He said, hey, you guys are doing a good job. He sent us a personal note. Oh, it's great. And they put out a flexi disc, and you're going to hear that song. But before that, you're going to hear Nodal. Crying the tears. Let's and we will be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
But you put into the jail, okay? Understand? No? Yeah, very good. Very soon. No. Already police report have gone on. Fuck very you. Soon, within a few days, you in the jail. Fuck you. I tell you. Fuck you. Believe me. Fuck you. When you go into the jail, then you fuck your mother, okay? And I tell you, okay? Fuck. Yeah, sure. Very soon. I'll be ready, okay?
Fuck. When soon?
Very soon. When? Very soon.
When?
There's a court already recording going on the police station.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
No!
Okay. Fuck you. Then you remember when you catch him.
No, okay? No, you're scaring me.
I'm not kidding you, okay?
No, stop it.
I tell you. Don't worry. They already record.
Don't tell the police.
You'll be on the recorder, okay?
Don't tell the police.
You'll be on the recorder.
Don't.
They already at the police station. You talking right now? They already at the police station.
No.
Okay.
Fuck you,
I show you just somebody.
Stop
and
it.
You be in the jail, you get big trouble, okay?
Son of a...
You will...
Fuck you, son of a bitch.
Someday you see, okay?
Fuck you, eh?
You see, sucker.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Broadcasting international downtown Los Angeles.
On Skid Row.
Skidrow.LA, are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Whole life uncertain. friends, Rush Limbaugh here, the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. Talent on loan from God.
Coming in for a landing, More Music Radio Pod, you are clear to landing. Thank you. We are landing now. Roger. More Music Radio Pod landing. Roger, we are landing.
We are landing.
All right. We're here on the More Music Radio Pod. All right. That was the Vindictives with Nightmare Man that you heard earlier. And before that, we heard Nodal with Crying the Tears. Nodal is a good band. You should check that out. Some good stuff. We try to play the good shit, the good stuff or shit, or the shit or whatever. Shit.
Play that good shit.
We like to play the good shit on the More Music Radio Pod. So send in good suggestions, good shit suggestions. To moremusicradiopod@gmail.com, or you can go to the Facebook page /MOR Music Radio Pod. You could follow us in the Twitter.
In the Twitter
for MOR Music Radio with no pod. Or just Google fucking More Music Radio Pod, M-O-R Music Radio Pod. You'll find several episodes that you may enjoy. This episode, I don't know. You may enjoy it. You may not enjoy it. We've had some good ones, and we've had some clunkers. Like I said, we're working on being professional radio people.
Yup.
With more music.
Yup.
I don't give a shit. You fucking don't like it, I don't give a fuck. Honestly, I don't give a shit.
It's all good.
I want people to listen. And, you know, we do have a legion of, like, very faithful followers and stuff, you know. And I do appreciate them and stuff. And, you know, we always do want people to, we want to keep bringing people to, like, download and shit like that, you know, to yep. download the show.
Yep.
But let's be honest, we could use some help. We could use your help. If you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod right now, call in 800-893-9562. I don't know how much help that would be. You'd help us out right now because then I could talk to you and then I could see what you're doing. What are you doing right now at 12:12 in the morning Pacific time, 3:12 in the morning East Coast time. If you're listening at 3:12 in the morning, why don't you like stay up another couple of hours to 5 a.m. in the morning and you could listen to the live stream of the More Music Radio Pod on the live stream of Skid Row Studios.
Yeah.
Because Skid Row Studios is playing 24 hours on the computer live stream, you know? You could also get the podcast and shit, the different shows and stuff.
Listen in, you guys. Seriously, 24 hours a day online.
Send us your money, too. And I ain't even fucking around. Send money to skidrowstudios.com/donate. And just like when you go to church and you waste your money there, please give us a couple bucks here. You know? It's just as noble. I guess we do kind of help the homeless a little bit. You know, we had Ricky the Pirate in, give him a couple bucks, I guess.
Man, if only Ricky had a cell phone.
One by one.
Call him again.
I know, man. He does have a cell phone.
You got his number?
You know what Ricky the Pirate was telling me? He's like, you know, people, he was like, I don't want to do his voice. I'm like sick of like doing impressions. I'm fucking annoying myself. I'm trying to do this fucking radio thing, like being all, hey, what's going on? I'm trying to be on the radio and stuff, you know? Nah, so I won't do the impression. But he was here and he was talking about how people, when they, you know, like when homeless people, they go, hey, man, can you help me out with some change, some shit, you know?
Yep.
And then you go, oh, man, and you pat your pants and shit and you go, oh, I don't have any change.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you have like fucking 220s and shit fucking folded up in your back pocket.
Yeah.
But you're just like tapping. tapping your, oh, sorry, dog. I don't got no change, man. I only got his cards, man. Well, this guy fucking caught on, and he's like, well, you know, I got this thing. Now we're trying to work with this thing, and you take the thing, and I take credit cards. And so, like, now he has this fucking, that thing called, you know that thing that you put on your cell phone, on your smartphone, and yeah, you can scan people's credit cards and shit?
That's one of those?
Yeah, so when you don't have any money, that fucking, that line of like, oh, sorry, dog, I ain't got no change. You know, he'll ask you, well, you got a credit card? I take credit card, you know? So he's going to use, it's called Square. You know, we're doing all these commercials for people.
We're doing commercials for Ricky right now, but he'd appreciate it, man. And yeah. those credit card things sound cool.
When you're in downtown Los Angeles, Ricky the pirate, he's the guy walking around with the pirate hat. You will find him.
You will.
He will find you.
Around the area, you'll find him.
Yeah.
Around downtown.
He's the mayor of Skid Row. You know?
Yep.
So...
Ricky, what up, man?
I don't know. Do you want to try to call somebody in Hawaii real quick?
Yeah, let's call one of these people.
We try to call Hawaii because that's earlier than our time zone right now, and it's in the country, so we can call our countrymen in Hawaii. I think it's like maybe 10:15 over there right now. It's 12:15 over here in Los Angeles, but we're Los Angeles here at Skid Row Studios. We are going to try. This is our campaign, and we try to call people one by one. And try to get them to listen to the More Music Radio Pod or Skid Row Studios and stuff. Usually people get annoyed, but that's what we like. We like to annoy people.
To get annoyed.
Yeah.
Let's call them.
But who are we calling?
The Dragon Upstairs.
Okay. This is a club in Honolulu. We'll see. First, we'll ask who's playing. You know, we'll see what's going on in the nightclub over there. The scene, the music scene. I looked up punk rock clubs.
Thank you for calling the Dragon Upstairs at 1038 New Oahu Avenue in downtown Chinatown.
Let's call somebody live.
For event information, check out our website at
www.thedragonupstairs.com.
If you'd like to leave a message, please leave your phone number with an area code and someone will get right back to you.
All right. Let's leave a message for him. Hello, this is Vince. We are talking to you from Los Angeles, California right now. We are live on the radio, or the internet radio, and it's 12:15 in the morning. We're just calling to say hello, and we want to see what's going on over there in Honolulu. I know it's like 10:15 over there right now. We wanted to see who's playing tonight. Not that we can go down because we're in LA and it's going to be, that would be quite a swim. But, you know, and we also want to let you know that you can listen to our show, The More Music Radio Pod, at www.skidrowstudios.com. Give us a call, you know. When you hear this message, give us a call at 800-893-9562, and you can leave a message for us here at The More Music Radio Pod. And you can just listen to the instructions on the phone and tell you to push a number, and then you can leave a message for us. Or if you want to call back next Thursday, we're going to be live at 10 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock your time, till midnight or 10 o'clock or whatever. We started late tonight, so don't listen to what I'm saying. Anyway, this is the More Music Radio Pod. Please listen to us, and thank you for being part of our grassroots campaign where we call people one by one to listen to our radio show. And thank you very much. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye. You want to say anything, Nick, to them?
Nah, see you later. Thanks for everything.
We want to know. We also want to know what kind of drinks are your specialty drinks, because if we're ever there, we might want to dry, buy some. Okay? All right. Later.
Peace out.
Listen to our show. Call us up. All right. Bye. It's just advertising. It's a grassroots campaign.
That's all it is.
It's just, you know, one by one. You want to try to call somebody? We'll get somebody on the line, speak to a human being?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's see. Maybe it's just that it's really loud. It's bumping in there or something, you know? Yep. I gotta blow my nose.
Yeah, it's real dry in here in the studio, man.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking hot in here, too.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Pardon me.
We're calling someone right now.
Who are we calling?
In Honolulu.
We like to call Hawaii. Yep. We gotta try dog again.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
Were you here when we called dog?
Yeah, man, I remember we got his wife on the phone, but she said it wasn't her.
Or it was like the mother-in-law or some shit, huh?
Yeah.
Listen to that episode. All right.
I think it was the wife.
What place is this? What's this called?
Bar 35.
Bar 35.
I don't want to leave another fucking message. Fuck these guys, man. Why aren't they answering their phone? It's not that late in Honolulu. Right, maybe they're like barbecuing like a fucking roasted pig or something, you know? Want to give one more shot? Have you ever been to Hawaii?
Nah, man. I've always wanted to go.
Yeah,
awesome?
Me too, man. No, I've never been there. I want to go, man.
Yeah, it'd be a good time.
I really want to go there, man. I see Dog the Bounty Hunter, and I'm like, that looks like a cool place. They got meth. They got all kinds of shit. Bunch of fucked up people. Just like over here.
They love meth over there, though, I heard.
Yeah, well, they love meth over here, too.
That's true.
They love meth everywhere. They got a TV show about meth, a guy who makes meth. And it's great, and it's like the most popular fucking TV show, which it's going to be back in July. So everybody stay tuned for that, Breaking Bad. We're doing commercials for everything and not getting paid for it. But anyway, who are we calling right now, Nick?
Calling Mercury.
Club Mercury.
Yeah.
Somebody pick up the phone. God damn it. All right. Mm-hmm. That's good. Good dial tone. All right. All right. Well, you try things. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. Can't get anybody on the phone.
Should I try the Down and Out?
The Down and Out is a club over here in downtown Los Angeles. You want to try to call them up?
Let's give them
see what's going on with them. Let's see if we can irritate them with our fucking annoying fucking trying to get something going on a radio show thing. Hey, I'm just drinking. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I do. I want you to like it, but sounds cooler if I'll be like, I don't care if you like it or not, but I really want you to like it. I really want everybody to like it, but I can say, I don't give a shit, you know? But I do. It's a secret.
The number you have reached.
What? Is that the right number?
1-3.
Well, let's not give the number out. 9-4-9-4. Okay. Masking the numbers.
I don't know what happened there.
I don't know either. Can't hear you. Can't hear
He's
you.
Call Dog the Bounty Hunter again.
Should we call him again?
Nah, let's think of someone else to call.
I don't know, man. You're the one in control, so.
All right. If you
want to find a number?
Yeah, I'll find a number.
What
on
kind
the
of?
Net.
So who would be up right now? Who would be wanting to talk to us right now?
Let's see. Let's
we can't call just random like fucking household numbers and shit because it would probably wake people up right now.
Yeah.
You know.
Shit, call up. That's a good question. Let's call a...
We just want to talk to somebody. We want to talk to you right now.
Call in.
Yeah, call in. 800-893-9562. Even if you're listening on the podcast, you can actually call 800-893-9562 and leave a message. And we'll play it. Leave a funny message.
Leave us a message.
Please be interesting. Don't fucking call up with some dumb shit. Like, be more interesting than this. That way we can play it and sound more interesting. We'll use your interesting sound to sound more interesting.
Call in.
Call in and help out with the show when there's no guest. And I got to sit here and fucking just, like, blab, you know?
I think we need to call, like, Chickster or someone.
Uncle Chickster, man. I miss that guy.
He was a cool dude.
Listen to Uncle Chickster on the... On Skid Row Studios' old podcast, but you can find that there.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know what, Nick? We are reaching the end of the show. We do have some more songs that we are going to play.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I apologize to the listener. I mean, hey, I'm sorry. You try having a radio show and you try getting people on the phone. How about you try it? How about just try it in your regular life? People will not answer the phone when you call them. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah, that's true. It can be true.
People don't answer the phone.
Yeah.
You know?
People don't talk on the phone anymore.
You know, another thing, too, like when we call from here, and I've said it a couple of times, like the caller ID will show an 800 number.
Yeah.
And so maybe we should do that thing where we block the number or something, and maybe that'll be better.
Because
I'd pick up an unknown call or like a private number or something like that. You know, you're like, oh, it could be anybody, you know?
Yeah.
It could be, you know, your fucking tia fucking stuck on the freeway or something, you know?
Yeah.
Be like, hey, help me! I'm calling from a weird number or something, you know.
Yeah.
Could be an emergency. You never know. So maybe next time we'll try that. Like I said, we are working. We're a work in progress here on the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah. It's always a work in progress.
We're getting it together. All right. You know what? Let's earn our pay. Let's play some songs on the More Music Radio. It's called the More Music Radio Pod. So here's some music. We'll be listening to some Trembling Hills on the More Music Radio Pod coming up. And we'll be back and we'll wrap it up. All right? What do you say, Nick?
Let's do it, man.
All right,
man.
Here we go. We'll be right back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Hey, tell them son of a bitches up there that if I go one more fucking time and this thing don't work, I'm going to grab their fucking asses. I'm fucking tired of this shit.
We're ready, Tom.
Hey, I gotta get ready now. I gotta get in the right fucking frame of mind.
Think good thoughts.
The fucking assholes.
Yo, motherfucker! You are listening to the More Music Radio Portal from Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California. At skidrow.la.
listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. Mormons? Are you guys Mormons or something? This is Rachel Butera, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are at the end of the show. Okay. All right. Radio show time.
Man, that's for sure.
It's been a radio show time on the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Mm-hmm. Woo! Joel. Call in for the last couple minutes if you're listening right now. Joel, the other guy behind the curtain, I'm over here at SkidRowStudios.com. He's listening to the show right now. He's one of, I don't know, what you say, like maybe about 1,000 people, right? I mean, what do you expect?
Let's say
for?
So, yeah, he's about.
I'm sorry that we're getting such low numbers listening live. You know, nationwide, 1,000 is kind of a low number when you compare to like what we have, 300 million people or something out here.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah,
a lot, man.
Only a couple thousand people are listening live right now, but Joel, I think, is listening. I know Joel. We can tell who's listening, actually. We know what city you're in.
Where you're at.
Bunch of people from Pennsylvania listening right now. 800-893-9562. Call in. We got a couple more minutes. We're wrapping up the show. If you can't call in tonight, you can call in next week. We're here every Thursday night. We say 10 o'clock to midnight. We say 10 to midnight.
But that's a rough estimate.
That's Chuck Bronson style, 10 to midnight. Remember that movie, 10 to midnight?
10 to midnight.
The serial killer and shit, he'd get butt-ass naked. He'd go running around.
Get him.
He was the guy who was in the fucking, that movie, Midnight Express. Guy Brad Davis. That was his name. He was an actor. I think that's his name. Am I right?
I don't know.
Should I Google it? Should I see what it is?
Sure.
You know? I don't know. We'll see. I think that's the actor, Brad Davis. He was in that movie, 10 to Midnight, with Chuck Norris. Not Chuck Norris. Chuck Bronson. Charles Bronson.
Charlie Bronson?
Yeah.
Charles Bronson.
We say that we're on at 10 o'clock, you know, whatever, but let's be honest. I'm fucking late all the fucking time, you know?
10:30 is about the time we start.
Yeah, you know? People still listen. They'll be like, hey, the 1,000 people will be like, you know, I'm still just going to listen to the live stream because there's a bunch of other shows to listen to on Skid Row Studios. In the meantime, while I'm waiting for the More Music Radio Pod to come on, I'm going to hear a repeat of, like, Los Angeles Nista, you know? Ed Solis. Give a shout out to him. If I want to listen to music, maybe I want to listen to Johnny Scott Gramercy. You know, he plays some pretty
Johnny's
cool tunes.
Cool,
he's a cool dude. He was here last week hanging out.
Yep.
If I want to, you know, find out what's going on, you know, fucking get back into the fucking loop of things, you know, see what's going on during the week, what's happened during the week politically, and, you know, just what's going on in the news, I'm going to listen to the fucking weekly wrap up. On Saturdays, I'm going to listen live on Saturdays, but then I don't have to listen live because then I could just download the podcast of any of the fucking Skid Row Studio shows, you know?
Yep.
There's Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question, you know? Don't expect Vic Cohen to be doing cocaine on his show. He's not going to do that.
No.
He's not going to do anything like that because it's going to ruin his career if he does that.
Yep.
You know? He doesn't. No, I'm serious though. He was on our show and, you know, I pretended to do cocaine and he got freaked out. You know? Remember that?
I
keep bringing it up because that episode is going to be up soon.
Yeah.
I promise. I just got to fix the end. It got cut off at the end, but it's all right. We'll fix it. And you'll get to hear it.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Maybe one day I'm going to stop off on Vic Cohen's show. I'm just going to show up.
Oh, shit.
When is Vic Cohen's show? When can we listen to him live on the SkidRowStudios.com? On Wednesdays at 10?
I think it's Wednesdays now.
I'm going to have to show up. I'm going to say what's up to Vic. And
what's up, Vic?
I'm sure he wants to see me. I'm sure he'd be very excited to see me. We're going to hang out. We're going to become very close friends. And he's going to learn to like me. He's going to learn to love me just like everybody else. Just admit it. Like, I'm not a total asshole. There's things that are cool about
Yeah, right,
you know, hanging out with me and stuff, you know? But, and if there's not things that are cool about hanging out with me, at least I fucking play some fucking cool tunes on the fucking radio show I got, you know?
Yup.
We listened to some Manhattan Murder Mystery in 8-bit tonight. We listened to a listener submission from a group called The Assholes. I mean, we played a couple of their tunes before. We listened to Shirley Rolls. Fucking listened to Nodal. Listen to The Vindictives, Trembling Hills, and we listen to the band The Mormons. And that reminds me, The Mormons, my band, we are playing on March 30th at the R Bar in Los Angeles. Go and check that out. We're playing with It'll Grow Back and another band I forgot. I'm sorry. I should have wrote it down, but you can check it out on Facebook.
Right on.
I hate that thing, but it's unfortunately the only place that we could fucking get some word out, and it does, you know, serve a purpose other than being obnoxious and a window into people's obnoxious fucking crying for attention personalities, you know. But there are cool people on there, and you can follow the More Music Radio Pod Facebook page, follow the Mormons. The Mormons Rock Band on Facebook. And this has been the More Music Radio Pod. Check us out next week, Thursday, around 10 o'clock. We'll try to be on time next time. We'll try. But then you can also download the podcast at skidrowstudios.com/category/MOR Music Radio Pod. This has been the More Music Radio Pod. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Skid Row Studios. Thank you, Joel. Thank you, all the hosts here at Skid Row Studios, and we will check you next week on the More Music Radio Pod. Good night.
Peace out.